Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning picks up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling approaches. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rallies in Maharashtra, says BJP and Mahayuti are committed for happiness of farmers and prosperity of the country. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi alleges BJP trying to snatch land and forest from tribal people. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls India a natural partner and praises its economic leadership, says India deserves place among world's superpowers. In Pakistan, Lahore struggles to breathe with AQI soaring above 1,000, smog emergency in place across Punjab province. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Kerala. And in cricket, first T20I between India and South Africa underway in Durban. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling dates are fast approaching in both states. Top leaders of all political parties are crisscrossing the two states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik today. He said the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujwala Yojana.
आज महाराष्ट्र में 50 लाख से ज्यादा महिलाओं को उज्ज्वला योजना के तहत मुफ्त गैस कनेक्शन दिए गए हैं। जल जीवन मिशन के तहत राज्य के 1.25 करोड़ से ज्यादा घरों में नल से जल ये सुविधा मिलने लगी है। आज महाराष्ट्र के लगभग 7 करोड़ जरूरतमंदों को हर महीने मुफ्त राशन मिल रहा है। राज्य के 26 लाख से ज्यादा गरीबों को पीएम आवास योजना का लाभ मिला है, उन्हें पक्के मकान दिए गए हैं।
The Prime Minister highlighted the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects and Mumbai Metro.
महाराष्ट्र किस स्पीड से आगे बढ़ सकता है? पिछले 2.5 वर्ष में महायुति सरकार ने दिखाया है। आज देश में आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के प्रोजेक्ट्स में महाराष्ट्र बहुत आगे हैं। यहाँ हाईवे और एक्सप्रेसवे बन रहे हैं। आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी से जुड़े क्षेत्रों में महाराष्ट्र में निवेश हो रहा है।
On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. He expressed confidence that people of the state will vote for the BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine in the upcoming polls.
डेढ़ महीने पहले पूरे महाराष्ट्र का दौरा किया हूँ, जहाँ जहाँ गया, विदर्भ गया, मुंबई गया, कोंकण गया, कोल्हापुर गया, उत्तर महाराष्ट्र जलगांव गया, जहाँ गया वहाँ एक ही बात है, महायुति की सरकार बनानी है, देवेंद्र भाई को विजयी बनाना है।
Here is more from our correspondent.
BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju visited Mumbai and Thane to interact with voters and seek support for Mahayuti candidates. Shiv Sena leader and Chief Minister Eknath Shinde campaigned in Solapur and Dharashiv districts. From the opposition alliance, Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray addressed a rally in Buldana where he alleged that there is no unity among the Mahayuti alliance partners. NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar leaders Sharad Pawar, Supriya Sule and Jayant Patil held several rallies today while MNS Chief Raj Thackeray canvassed in Gohagar where he spoke about boosting Konkan's tourism potential. As campaigning picks pace, star campaigners on both sides including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi will be addressing multiple rallies in the state over the next week. Nisha Rani, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, only 3 days are now left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch water, forest and land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the India bloc and the BJP-RSS combine.
लड़ाई संविधान को बचाने की है. एक तरफ जो संविधान को बचा रहे हैं, दूसरे तरफ जो संविधान को खत्म करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. एक तरफ वो लोग जो आपको आदिवासी कहते हैं, आपकी रिस्पेक्ट करते हैं, आपका आदर करते हैं, और दूसरी तरफ वो लोग जो आपको वनवासी कहते हैं और जो भी आपका है वो छीनना चाहते.
Addressing an election meeting at Kharsawa, Jharkhand Assembly Election Co-in-Charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma accused Rahul Gandhi of dividing Hindu society.
Hindu samaj ko baatne ka Rahul Gandhi ne jo saren kiya hai, British ne bhi ye saren nahi kiya tha. Hamara samaj ka Rahul Gandhi satru hai. Rahul Gandhi samaj ko baatna chahte hai, Hindu samaj ko. Hemant Soren ghuspethiyon ke liye ye log kaam karte hai. आदिवासी समाज का कल्याण के लिए काम नहीं करता है. झारखंड का कल्याण के लिए काम नहीं करते हैं. इसीलिए हम लोग बोलता हूँ, एक रहो, सेफ रहो.
सीनियर JMM लीडर एंड चीफ मिनिस्टर हेमंत सोरेन हेल्ड एन इलेक्शन मीटिंग एट लातेहार. ही अलेज्ड दैट द बीजेपी इज एंटी दलित. मध्य प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर मोहन यादव ऑल्सो एड्रेस्ड अ रैली एट लातेहार, व्हाइल यूनियन मिनिस्टर गिरिराज सिंह स्पोक एट जमशेदपुर. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. In our series of constituency profiles, tonight we take a look at Parli Assembly constituency in Bid district of Maharashtra. A report.
Parli Assembly seat in Maharashtra's Bid district has been a stronghold of the Bharatiya Janata Party, gaining prominence under the late BJP leader Gopinath Munde. When Munde moved to the national politics, his daughter Pankaja Munde took over as the BJP candidate for Parli. However, in 2019, Pankaja faced a surprising defeat by her cousin Dhananjay Munde, who ran for the Nationalist Congress Party. In this election, Dhananjay Munde is representing the NCP in alliance with the Mahayuti coalition and will be competing against Rajasaheb Deshmukh, the candidate from Nationalist Congress Sharad Chandra Pawar Party. The Parli constituency has 335,954 registered voters. 12 polling stations are classified as sensitive. Key issues for voters include unemployment, irrigation, fair pricing for farm produce, and local projects like the Sirsal MIDC and Parli bus station. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly was adjourned sine die. During the five-day session, the opposition staged protests against the resolution passed by the House, which called for granting special status and constitutional guarantees to the Union Territory. In Chhattisgarh, three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in the Usur Basaguda Pamed area of Bijapur district today. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. The search operation is still ongoing in the area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched the scheme for strengthening the medical device industry in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said the scheme will be a game changer and its impact will be immense.
This is a government of action. And when I say so, the PLI has opened new paths, new ways for the industry. We are happy to note that now we are the exporters in many fields. So all this is possible because of the policy intervention which has taken place.
Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel and Secretary of Pharmaceuticals Arunesh Chawla were also present at the event. The government today said that Karma Yogi Saptah, a National Learning Week initiative, has achieved unprecedented impact by conducting over 38 lakh hours of transformative learning drive. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said in a statement that this initiative saw over 45 lakh course enrollments. The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, visited the headquarters of the Western Command at Chandi Mandir, Panchkula today to review the operational preparedness of the command. General Dwivedi was briefed by officials on various key operational, training, logistical and administrative aspects critical to the command's effectiveness. Russian President Vladimir Putin has emphasized that India and Russia are natural allies and partners for decades. President Putin was addressing the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi yesterday. President Putin praised India's economic leadership with a GDP growth rate of 7.4% annually and emphasized the increasing strength of their partnership year after year. Recognizing India's large population, rapid economic growth, and rich cultural heritage, Putin stated that India deserves a place among the world's superpowers. He also highlighted the growing collaboration between India and Russia in security and defense. In Pakistan, the capital city of Punjab province, Lahore, is facing severe pollution. With air quality index AQI soaring above 1,000, the provincial government has put smog emergency in place and imposed an immediate ban on public access to parks, zoos, playgrounds, historical sites and other public spaces in Lahore and surrounding districts amid worsening air quality. The smog emergency in effect across the province includes the closure of all schools through November 17th. Hospitals are witnessing a surge in patients with respiratory issues. Back home, the air quality in Delhi NCR remains in the very poor category, according to Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, an air quality index AQI of 375. Was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. today. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 to 3 days. According to data from the CPCB, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe for tomorrow. The weather department added that rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning in these areas is expected during this week. Dense fog is expected in Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. In Bihar, the East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said, compared to last year, more than 70 additional trains are running this time.
छठ के बाद 15 दिनों तक पिछली बार 2023 में 369 विशेष गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया गया था। इस बार ये तादाद बढ़कर 446 यानी 75 अतिरिक्त गाड़ियां हम चला रहे हैं। इस अगर भीड़ ज्यादा होती है इस अवधि में तो हमारे पास अनारक्षित ट्रेनें स्टैंड बाय में हैं। भीड़ को देखते हुए हम लोग अतिरिक्त गाड़ियों का बहुत कम अवधि में हम लोग परिचालन कर सकते।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani on his 97th birthday. The Prime Minister visited the veteran party leader at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this year is even more special because Mr. Advani was conferred the Bharat Ratna for his outstanding service to the nation. The Prime Minister said among India's most admired statesmen, Mr. Advani has devoted himself to furthering India's development. In cricket, the first T20 of the four-match series between India and South Africa is underway at Kingsmead in Durban. Surya Kumar Yadav is leading the Indian team. Put into bat first, the visitors were 86 for 1 in 9 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling approaches. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rallies in Maharashtra, says BJP and Mahayuti are committed for happiness of farmers and prosperity of the country. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi alleges BJP trying to snatch land and forest from tribal people. Russian President Vladimir Putin calls India a natural partner and praises its economic leadership, says India deserves place among world's superpowers. In Pakistan, Lahore struggles to breathe with AQI soaring above 1,000, smog emergency in place across Punjab province. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.